Greetings in Jesus' name on this 22nd day of November, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the 50s outside. It's warm on this Monday morning at 6:12 a.m. And the warm front is passing through, cold front coming in, highs tomorrow in the 30s. And expecting a little bit of snow this week. And we're entering into our season of winter. And we're grateful to the Lord for His blessings. Yesterday was a tremendous day in the life of our church. We had a full day of teaching during Sunday school with great crowds. Sunday school attendance up to 116. We're believing God that He would help us to continue to eclipse the 120, 125, and up to 150 in Sunday school. And we're doing our best to reach this region with the glorious gospel of the grace of God. And so thank you for praying for us. And again, preaching all day and singing and just enjoying the goodness of our Lord. This is a big week for us. We are looking to get our occupancy permit for our new home on Tuesday. And also the bank is coming by to continually talk to us about the loan that we had to build the house and get all of that. That's happening tomorrow. I'd appreciate your prayers and that you would ask God to guide and direct and all of that. And then Tuesday night, special services. And then we're preparing for our pastor's conference that's upcoming in December the 6th and the 7th. Brother Bruce Turner and Brother Randy Bain will be our preachers. And we're believing God that He would help us in a supernatural way as we minister to the men of God from this region, that we would ask God to refresh us and to help us and to give us what we need to continue on for His glory and His honor. Thank you for praying about all of these things. In your Bibles today, I'm reading currently through the book of James and also through the book of Ezekiel. And in James this morning, my heart was stirred as I read again verse number 17 of James 4. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Here is one of the great Bible definitions of sin. And in the context of scriptures, the knowing to do good has to do with trusting the Lord for the day. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will. So what we are to do as believers is every day we are to give it to the Lord and say, God willing, I'm going to be involved in this or that, God willing. Now, sometimes people get a little bit exaggerative and everything, you know, well, I'm getting ready to go put my clothes on, God willing, or I'm getting ready to go out of the house and go feed the dog, God willing. I mean, you know what I'm saying. The Bible is teaching us here that in the different issues of life that we face, like taking a trip or building a building for the church or different things, we can say, we intend to do this, Lord willing. And in this context of scriptures, He says to these individuals that are bragging about what they're going to do, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will. So when it comes to business and transactions and different things that we face in the journey of life, what we ought to say is, if the Lord will, we shall live or do this or that. And then He indicts them because He says, but now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. We shouldn't rejoice in all of the things that we intend to do without the help of the Lord. We should say, if it be the Lord's will or God willing. And then He closes out the chapter by saying, therefore to him that knoweth to do good. We all know what we ought to be saying. We ought to be saying, if the Lord will. And if we decide not to do that, then it's sin. And we need to be very careful of that. Now there's an application to this verse of different things in life that we know we ought to do. And if we do not those things, it's sin. And we appreciate that, and we're grateful for this verse, but in the context, we need to know that in our heart of hearts that we should be saying, if God wills that I do that, or God willing, and then that will keep us out of a lot of sinful activities, and it will allow our lives to truly count for Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a marvelous Monday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.